Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Brandon Crawford, DJ BC Raw.
He's tearing it up in St. Louis.
Is he? I haven't even looked.
He's had like 8 at-bats, something like that. He doesn't even play. Well, what are they doing?
Who, the Cardinals? Yeah. Or the Crawford Cardinals. Family?
No, the Cardinals. I mean.
Well, they didn't get him to be a, like, he's just a piece. Like, he's just a backup.
That's if all that, though.
Yeah, but that's all he was going to be here.
Right.
But I bring him up because I used to be in the Giants clubhouse almost every night in their 107-win season. You know, things haven't gone well for them since. But anyway, DJ BC Raw is in charge of the music.
He's 1-for-11. 11 at-bats.
So he now has one career hit not on the Giants.
Correct.
Okay.
2 walks and 5 punchies.
Was it a single or a double or a triple?
He has no doubles, no triples, no homers. Okay, so I will extrapolate.
It was a bingle.
Yeah.
So Brandon used to have a specific song that would start his playlist whenever the Giants won. And it was by Ariana Grande, and I bet you know damn well which song it was.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dibs.
Probably Thank You Next.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
This is his way of saying, we beat you, thank you, next. And as we have now graduated into the post-Brandon Crawford era, because he is one of the examples of what we're talking about today, what an appropriate song to be played by a guy who ended up being one of those guys. Thank you. Next. So Crawford, Posey, Belt, Steph, Clay, Dre, might we get there soon with Kittle or
Trent Williams?
Trent Williams. I mean, yeah. I'm mostly going homegrown people here, but
no, but he'll be
you
there.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, these are really hard decisions that you have to make. And sometimes I come down on fan bases ourselves because we do build an unfair puzzle for the team to figure out, which is when you win, you just want everybody back. 2 years ago, we sat in the parade and everybody wanted everybody back. There were tears in the audience because G to the P to the 2 was leaving. And oh God, how dare they? How could they let him go? He's a champion. You want everyone back. And then they do it, and they stink, and you yell at them for bringing them back. And that is the cycle that happens. So to me, that's where we are in Warriorville right now, and the number one conversation for us all to have. Thank you, contract. Yes or no? Steph, put that aside. That's been signed for a while, plus he's Steph.
Yeah.
Draymond, it's too late. You already signed it. However, there are ways out of it.
Yeah. And I was against it from the start.
Yes, you were. And Klay Thompson sits here right now at the fork in the road. Thank you, contract. Yes or no?
Well, it depends on what it's going to be. And it also depends on what it either allows you to do or prevents you from doing.
Well, that's if the important part.
Well, yeah.
Who cares how much it is? Not my money.
Well, it matters if they can't sign anyone else.
Correct.
So if
Which they're not going to do. They're right. not going to do that.
Well, then it's a no on the thank you contract, because Clay is going to be able to get more than what they could pay him and still allow themselves to do in the open market. So if you wanted to keep Clay and have the ability to go out and sign somebody else, he'd make $12 million a year. And he's not signing for $12 million a year. That's not happening.
Well, I don't know that he's even going to get the offer he reportedly already turned down.
Elsewhere.
Anywhere.
2 and 48.
I don't know if he's going to get that anywhere.
Oh, I think he will.
Maybe.
I think he will.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, is Bobby at 315? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Bobby Marks, for my money, is the foremost NBA contract expert out there, period. So if you want to know what the Warriors can do, in addition to what the Warriors probably should do, what's the going rate for XYZ? Who could you trade Chris Paul for? How does that contract work? If you want the answers to all of those questions, 1 hour from right now on this station, on this show, Bobby Marks. There is no voice I would rather have today in the world than him, and he's here. So that's exciting. Plus, we have everything that's been said, not only by Steve Kerr on this show yesterday, Mike Dunleavy earlier. All of it is very, very important. And so we'll be talking it out, and we're always open to you, 888-957-9570. And I do think that this is one of those days, one of those times. An organization rarely is doing things because the fans feel a certain way. But make no mistake, organizations dip their toe in the public waters to know how people will react to things. Like, why do you think sometimes when there's a suspension, like take Draymond Green. Why does it take till 5 o'clock the next day?
Right.
They all got to work at 8 in the morning. It's the first damn thing they're talking about. But part of it is they want to know, what's the discourse? Okay, what if we do this? What will people say? What if we do that? So the Warriors are definitely, and they've got extra time this offseason, as it turns out. So the Warriors are in information gathering mode, which is what is available to us around the league. And how would our customers feel if we fill in blank? So I think that, to me, historically, if you look at the idea of thank you contracts, it is a very difficult question to answer. I know a lot of you will act like it's not. It really is. I know a lot of hardcore Warrior fans right now are like, we're hardened. We're ready. Yeah. Let Clay walk and trade Draymond to Detroit. I hope you know, the second that happens, crying in the streets. Oh my God, they're wearing another uniform. And we'll go through that. Nobody gave a rip about Brandon Crawford. And the second he went to St. Louis, there's articles in every single paper in the Bay Area. How could the Giants do this? They let go somebody who's 1 for 8.
1 for 11.
Mark. 1 for 11.
Yep. Yep.
4 weeks into the season.
And it, you know, it's different with this group. And I know that Brandon Crawford won the 2 World Series championships and he was a forever Giant and all the rest of it. But for the Warriors, there is box office involved.
Sure.
And, you know, Steph, Clay, and Dre for sure is something that you would love to keep intact. But at the same time, if you bring them all back and if you pay Clay 24 or whatever the amount's going to be, and Draymond's already making 24 and Steph's making 55, well, there you have $103 million of your $170 million to stay below the tax threshold. So you're paying those guys more than 60% of your total. You're not going to be a championship team. Now, can you be a championship team without them? I don't think so. So then you have to decide what's more important to you. Is it keeping the big three, quote unquote, together for box office and letting them play out their time here while also letting the young players develop? And, you know, you're probably still not going to be a top 4 seed. You're probably still not going to be a championship caliber team, even if you bring everybody back, or if you trade Draymond and Wiggins and you let Clay walk and you bring in new players, does that make you a top 4 team?
I don't
probably
know.
Not either.
I don't know. To me, that's getting ahead of ourselves. It's getting ahead of ourselves.
For me, that's the conversation.
Well, but there's no way to know that yet. You can't.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And say, well, trading them's not going to make you a well, you don't know who you got back.
Of course.
Maybe it will.
Right.
I don't think being really good next year is off the table. I'll say that right now.
I think they're more likely to be really bad next year than they are really good.
Maybe, and that's fine. But I don't, if I'm the Warriors, I don't deal in likely. None of this is likely. Like, sure, you have to make smart decisions. But if you're going to be in entertainment and pro sports, you also have to be a little bit of a dreamer, I think. You got to go for it. It's all we ever ask of our owners. And Joe Lacob is not scared. He is not scared. And you have to be willing to go out there and make the move that totally blows up in your face. And if you are, you might strike gold. And so I'm not saying it's likely. That doesn't even really bother me. I'm more interested in what's the effort, what's available to you. Does it at least intuitively make some sense? If you're not great, like, I mean, take the Giants as an example this year. You're not going to get a huge drumbeat, not the same drumbeat of angry fans, even if they continue like they are now and stink.
8-11.
They're 8-11, and they don't look exciting, and their big signing, Blake Snell, his ERA is a bajillion. But why is nobody mad? Because on paper, what they tried to do, people went, okay, I'm in. I get it. That's different. Like, so you, to me, you have to be willing to do that. And if it works, awesome. And if it doesn't, you can deal with that and take the ramifications. But I am not sold on the idea that the Warriors are totally in jail. A tough spot, but being good next year is possible, I believe.
And what do you mean by being good? Like being a top four seed and being a team that is a real threat to win the title? Because I don't see that.
But I don't know how I could answer that, because just in the last 2 years, 44 wins meant the sixth seed, and then 46 wins meant you don't even get to come to the party.
Right. So but both of those led to you being, you know, one time you won four games in the playoffs, you won six games, and then you were knocked out. And then one time you were a play-in game, and that's more recent. And next year you're going to have your best player, who is looked like he was getting tired this year. He's going to be 37 during the next year, and the rest of your veteran core, I don't think they're not getting younger. They're not getting better.
But every year is different. Like, I'm not, you know, when people go, Western Conference ain't getting any worse. I don't know that.
Well, it's getting better.
We don't know that.
I mean, Memphis is getting their young star back, and Memphis is going to be better.
Are they?
Houston's on the come.
So you're
OKC
sure.
And Minnesota are certainly going to be
intact. So you already know,
you already know
who's healthy next year. You know their journey.
Health,
you know their story.
You never know, Mark. That's an unfair way to put it.
It's not. I think
you never know about health.
Right.
You've got Jimmy Butler, who's not going to be able to play in the playoffs now because he got hurt.
That's my point. So if you ask me, can you be a top four seed? My answer is going to be, well, you got to tell me what else is going on with the rest of the conference. Did Ja Morant brandish a gun? Did Carl Anthony Towns get traded?
Did your 37-year-old get hurt again? I mean, did Draymond get suspended for 50 games?
Did Nikola Jokic tear an ACL? I have no idea what the framework of this thing is going to be. What I would be interested in, because we're not going to know that until everyone comes back and the journey unfolds. Can you actually make a move or moves that builds a roster that when you look at it, you go, that can compete. I don't know if that means top four seed. Maybe
right,
it does.
Right.
Maybe it means the six seed. Maybe it means the one seed. Maybe they're the 10 seed again. I can't tell you the seed. I want to know if this offseason you can build a puzzle and look at it and go, yes, that could compete. I think that's the best you can do this offseason.
Yeah.
You know that what you have right now cannot.
Right. And I think you look at what you have and you think about how you can turn that into something that can compete. It is a series of dramatic moves. And I don't think that it's as simple as, you know, you trade Wiggins and some picks and maybe Moody and you suddenly get one or two really good rotational players who take you from where you are now, a 10 seed, to being a team that can compete. I don't see that move. And I mean, I'm encouraged to see what Mike Dunleavy thinks he can do. And you bring back Clay and you make that move. Well, then I'd be thrilled to see that.
I don't know, man. I just look at the whole thing like a big pot of stew. I have no idea. Like to say, like, I don't see that move. Like the whole thing is such a massive ripple effect. So it's like, it's not just one move. It's a series of moves. And then how do those people all fit together and blend together? And then there's the finances. And do they have cohesion? Do they not? You know what I mean? Like this offseason is going to be significant now. I don't see a way where there's not dramatic moves.
Right.
How could there not be?
And I wonder about dramatic moves, like a Wiggins trade to me.
That's dramatic. That's a starter. You're sending off someone who has scored between 14 to 19 points a game for you for a number of years and won a ring. Like, that's significant. That's a big deal if they trade him, right?
When they trade him.
Yes, I agree with you.
He's getting traded.
I agree.
And I think Moses Moody's on the move as well. And Kevon, I don't think, will be back. And GP2 will be interesting. He can opt in, but I think maybe he'll be a part of something, and Chris Paul will be gone. So that right there is five players on your team this year who probably won't be around. So that would be dramatic.
I look at it this way, too. You could say, it could be as simple as Wiggins leaves. You move Kuminga into that starting spot, and your starting lineup next year is Steph, Clay, Kuminga, Draymond, and TJD. Oof, that's like as non-dramatic as it could get.
Yeah.
I wonder this. Like, do y'all think that the Warriors have a starting lineup player who right now is not on the roster? You think that happens? October.
I don't.
Is there a starter who's currently not on the roster?
I don't think so.
I'll say yes.
Yeah.
I'll say yes. But I hear you. I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. This is going to be super challenging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.